This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time to talk about your health and well-being. This is another episode of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, here in this hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who lives and breathes and eats his work down in Central Florida. His clinic is called Lake Cardiology. He's there morning, noon, and night. And one of the things that he does when he's not working with patients, he goes through all the medical journals to find out what new information there is based on scientific efforts, based on, evidence-based thinking. Sometimes even that is a little awry, but I'll call you on it, Ken.
You know, I'm calling you on it also these days.
I know.
It's very distressful to me when you can't believe the evidence.
But you know what? You and I have known each other for a long time, and we love each other. We are great friends, and we are both naive. You are one of the most naive human beings that I have ever met in my life, and people will tell you the same thing about me. Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio right now, will tell you, be happy to tell you how naive we are when it comes to how the quote-unquote real world works. So you and I decide individually or collectively that we don't like that world, and we live in another world, another reality, if you will, that deals with these things front and center, head on. The fact that medicine now has become as political as pretty much everything else. And there's no better example of it than the thing that we started talking about months ago was a basic combination of Z-Pak and
hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, that. So let's get to some of the things that you're finding here as we go to what was the FDA this week, pulled the emergency approval. So they're, on one hand, they say, yeah, this is fine. So is it politics? Is it that simple, the reason for them pulling their approval?
Well,
hydroxychloroquine, what's this there?
I would like to, let's talk about the facts, and I'd like to hear any other possible explanation, because this is all very distressing.
Because the facts fly in the face of this crap, right?
Of anything other than politics. That's the distressing part. Well, let's give out some of the facts. You got interested in this early on. As most who listen to us know, you called me and let me know about taking azithromycin, an antibiotic for this new virus, and it really puzzled me. How could that be? And also hydroxychloroquine. And you had seen the first 26 patients reported by Dr. Didier Real group. This is at the Marseille, France Medical School. He is the seventh most cited infectious disease doctor in the world, which is quite an important feat. This means that he is has quite a big an impact in the world of infectious disease. He has 200 fellow medical scientists who work under him. So this is quite an effort at the medical school there. And up until his love of hydroxychloroquine for the new virus, he was in everybody's outstanding category. Well, he has, with his group, been treating aggressively with hydroxychloroquine 3 times a day for 10 days with a 5-day Z-Pak immediately after getting the diagnosis. And the key is he treats early, he treats aggressively, and he, in real time, has a website. You can see the results of their group in this study, and they have, to this morning, 3,320 patients. They have 18 deaths. This works out to a survival of 99.5%. Now, a number of countries around the world have adopted this plan of early aggressive treatment for anyone diagnosed. And countries like Australia, Brazil, Turkey, several of the African countries, and they're reporting in these countries that follow Dr. Didier Rael's approach, much better, more significant survival than we are here in America. Go back a little bit more. Interestingly, President Trump saw the same data that Doug saw. And President Trump got all excited about this and thought that this might be a possible solution to this horrible, deadly virus. Everything changed after that. And the group who won't let President Trump ever have any success grouped together to make sure...
Groupthink.
Groupthink got together to make sure whatever they could do, they would destroy hydroxychloroquine in America, to the point where they even published in what is considered the world's most prestigious medical journal, Lancet in Britain and the New England Journal of Medicine in America. They published two articles with fake patients. It was a fraud. It was only discovered.
So what you got to wonder, Ken, if you go back through all the respectability, what else has the Lancet done along these lines?
Well, that's a good question. Yes, exactly. It's so defeating to all of us who this is so horrible in so many different ways when you can't trust the peer review system in what is considered the most reputable medical journals in the world. And these two articles in these two journals got through the peer review system with fake patients. It was made up. The data was made up to make it look like hydroxychloroquine was horrible in the safety area, not effective in both journals. And then this touched off all of the people who wanted to get rid of this. The World Health Organization stopped their studies. In America, they stopped their studies. And it only took a group of moral, reputable scientists looking at the data in the New England Journal of Medicine and the Lancet, realizing that this didn't make any sense, demanding they show the actual patient data. And you know what? They couldn't show the actual patient data. These two articles had to be retracted.
Fakers.
And you would think that there'd be some repercussions. You know, maybe the editors would resign. Maybe something would happen, but absolutely not. What happened was, so you would think that we'd relook at this with an open mind because of Dr. Rayl's amazing data, the other countries who are following him getting amazing results. So you would think people would, okay, you know, maybe we haven't been fair with hydroxychloroquine. Maybe this would be an opportunity to help the world, the health of the world, especially in America. So what happens? A few days ago, the FDA withdrew this past Monday its emergency use authorization for chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine, and this means the FDA no longer approves this medication.
But is that too late? Do people not going to pay any attention to it? They use it anyway.
Well, right? What happened was an assistant secretary wrote to their main scientist and went through the bureaucracy of why it doesn't meet the criteria anymore. And this scientist wrote back, yes, you have pointed this out, and it got taken off. So what actually happened was the Trump administration actually got about 19 million doses of hydroxychloroquine from countries throughout the world, most of it donated to help and set up treatment as per Dr. Rayl's group in Marseille. And now, because this emergency decree has been removed by the FDA, we're stuck with these 19 million doses. They can't be distributed to hospitals. They can't be distributed for research science. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to read something to you. This is from Peter Navarro, Trump's trade advisor, who got all these doses. And this is just his opinion. This is a deep state blindsided by bureaucrats who hate the administration they work for more than they're concerned about saving American lives. And
surprises you? Come on.
It surprises me.
Back to Ken being naive. Yeah.
Well, I thought that the priority was the health of Americans. And that was more important than other things. Doctors can still prescribe hydroxychloroquine, but I think they will be less likely till more data is published.
Yeah. And Dr. Ken, pretty much the whole deal here this week is back to the China virus. We'll continue with our conversation listening to Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a way for you to achieve health. As you're listening to this program, it's over Father's Day weekend. If you haven't found just the right thing for your dad for Father's Day, I'm going to suggest something that you can get delivered quickly, even if it's a little late. Tell Dad you're getting him one of these fabulous sets of sheets from MyPillow, the Giza cotton sheets, luxurious, elegant, like you wouldn't believe, just what Dad deserves. And the best thing about this is, when you go to MyPillow.com and go to the Radio Listener Specials page, you can get a set of these sheets for your dad and a set of the sheets for you. Doesn't cost you anything for the second set. It's the BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free. They are made in America, so it's going to cost you $60 with the promo code, the DJV promo code, and then you get another one for that's pretty. Look at the sheets and what they cost in the regular department stores or Bed Bath & Beyond, wherever. They're crazy expensive, and they're not that good. These are not crazy expensive, and they are super. So get a set for your dad. Maybe your mom's going to benefit as well. Hopefully they're both still together. Get the deal. MyPillow.com, the Giza Elegant Sheets. I'm going to give you a number which doesn't exist. Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Make sure on checkout you use the code DJV for this Made in America product.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
I know deer season is still several months off, but now is a good time to check your stands. I'll share a couple tips of stand maintenance in just a moment.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex 6 system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
When checking stands in the summer, be sure to check all the straps before climbing up. Second, make sure you are tied off and take a buddy with you. Finally, check for wasps or other creatures that sting or bite. They can make a nest in your favorite stand. To learn more, check us out on DrawnToWildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, Good Day Health. 40-45% who get the coronavirus now are asymptomatic. Is that new?
Annals of Internal Medicine this week, 40-45% of people who contract the virus most likely remain symptom-free. These cases may contribute to silent spread of the virus, Doug, but it's really not clear yet how significant this is. Just another good reason to wear a face mask for the time being. Moreover, even asymptomatic people may experience long-term respiratory issues. Looking at CT scan results for a cohort of 76 asymptomatic individuals who were present on the Diamond Princess cruise ship, 54% of these individuals presented subclinical lung abnormalities on their CT scan. It is not yet clear if such lung abnormalities cause poorer respiratory health.
And in light of that, a guy got thrown off of American Airlines flight in L.A. yesterday because he wouldn't put his mask on. So you can see that the airlines and so most of the public entities, restaurants, wherever you're in public, it's just smart and actually it's polite. I don't wear it in my truck and I don't wear it on the farm when I'm on the tractor. But if I'm in public, going to a store, I always wear it. And I know you do, too. It just I think it is polite, but it's also the right smart thing to do. What's going to happen in the future? That question to Dr. Ken as we move ahead here on Good Day Health for this week.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Time now for us to continue with the relevant information for all of you. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. Should you want to practice the new form of telemedicine that a lot of doctors are fascinated with, and so are patients, one way, if you're not going to travel, you don't want to travel, is to call Ken's office at 352-735-1400 for an appointment. And Ken, we'll get on the horn, and all your everything's covered under insurance, that kind of thing. Telemedicine is now, if I'm understanding correctly, Ken, you get insurance coverage for that. So it's not like just being in the office, but it certainly is better than not being able to talk to somebody about something that's ailing you. And if you want a second opinion or somebody who really knows his way around preventative medicine, especially preventative cardiology, that's Ken's specialty, then you ought to call down there to 352-735-1400, or call over there, depending on where you are. 352-735-1400. Older Americans are delaying medical care. Why?
This comes out of a University of Chicago survey in the last week or two. Well, the coronavirus pandemic, it's led many older adults to postpone medical care for several reasons. They're afraid to come to the doctor's office thinking they may be exposed to something, or by the rules, elective procedures have been delayed, not allowed to proceed. Just this week, we restarted, finally, doing elective procedures in Florida. The University of Chicago has found that 55% of U.S. adults aged 70 and older experienced a disruption in their medical care during the first month of social distancing, Doug.
Really? How many? Give me that number again.
55% of American adults aged 70 and older. It's amazing. It's a whopping number. And as the insurance companies continue to get paid with the program that has just been put in place to get them paid, and all of this care is not being done, insurance companies are doing pretty well right now. So the medical insurance companies, so I hope they'll continue for the long run to provide reimbursement for telehealth because it works for everybody.
Yeah. Well, we got to demand it. No matter hope for them, they're going to be doing what's in their best interest, not necessarily what the client's best interest is. Apparently, there's no link between hypertension drugs and COVID-19. Where did that first start? Who was discussing it? Why would that be a subject matter?
Well, not to get too deep into the weeds, but the way the virus, the current virus that's involved in COVID-19, attaches to the cell, you know, these things have to attach to a living cell or they die. And the way it gets into the human cell is through a particular receptor. It's like putting a key into a lock. The key is the virus, the lock is the receptor. And something called an ACE receptor, this is the type of receptor where some of these very common blood pressure drugs work on, the lisinoprils, the prills of the world, Zestril, lisinopril. They're very common. They're used to lower blood pressure. They also help make the circulation lining better. Diabetics, they help their kidneys, and they have high blood pressure. So, and they're now generic, so they're very common. The bottom line is, New England Journal of Medicine this week is that the family ACE inhibitors and their cousins, the ARBs, A-R-Bs, there's no link between these high blood pressure medicines and causing COVID-19.
All right, so that's that. Let's move on in the next half hour away from the COVID-19 stuff and get back into regular medicine for your consideration here on Good Day Health.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. At least 50% of postmenopausal women have a condition known as genitourinary syndrome of menopause, or GSM. Symptoms can include vaginal dryness, itching, and painful intercourse.
We are understanding that estrogen affects every cell and every tissue in our bodies, and it's not just about the hot flashes and the night sweats.
And there's a big difference. Dr. Stephanie Fabian, director of the Mayo Clinic Office of Women's Health, says,
hot flashes and night sweats, even though they may last for a long time, they do typically get better with time, whereas these symptoms of GSM just get worse over time. Women can often be uncomfortable just sitting or wearing jeans or getting on a bicycle or wiping after they urinate. This can be incredibly uncomfortable.
While it's very common, Dr. Fabian says only a fraction of women seek treatment. That's why it's so important to understand GSM and to bring it up with your care provider, because there are some very effective treatments. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
There's no evidence yet that the wake of the Black Lives Matter protests across the U.S. sparked COVID-19 outbreaks in more than 3 weeks since they began, according to a study published by the National Bureau of Economic Research. Rather, as the protests went on, people who were not participating increasingly stayed at home, possibly counteracting any effects the large gatherings may have had on the spread of the virus. The size of the protests was one factor that researchers thought might contribute to the spread of the virus. Using COVID-19 case counts from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Minneapolis, in the area that was tested, health partners said that 1% of nearly nearly 10,000 protesters had tested positive for the virus. Similar rates were seen in Seattle this month when city officials said less than 1% of 3,000 protesters had tested positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Department of Health and Human Services speaks on the coronavirus spikes, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the details.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says coronavirus outbreaks happening around the country are localized in nature.
The hotspots are in 3% of American counties. About 110 counties right now are the ones that we're focused on. We can get back to work, back to school, back to worship, and importantly, back to health care if we act responsibly as individuals, if we keep in mind what are our individual vulnerabilities. You know, most of the fatalities and severe cases are in individuals who are 80 years or older or 65 years of age and older with 3 comorbidities such as diabetes, obesity, renal failure, lung disease. These are the people that have to be really protected, ring-fenced, protected. The rest of us obviously should take sensible precautions. None of us want to get this disease, but we have to protect those individuals. We can get back to work. We can practice social distancing. We can wear face masks if we can't practice social distancing.
3 people were killed after being swept off rocks and into the sea in Southern California. The trio, who are members of the same family but have not yet been publicly identified, were rescued from the water in Ventura County, an area known as Deer Creek Beach. Surf in the region was estimated by Surfline at over 6 feet during high tide. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming into the second half hour of Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen, here every week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. This hour featuring the research done by Dr. Ken into all the medical journals, finding out what a bunch of phony baloney some of them are. What is this called? Cracks in the armor? I think that's what this is called, isn't it, Ken? When you find, you know, something that you've trusted all of your your professional career, and it proves that they're, you know, no better, no bigger than anybody else. They're subject to the same foibles and various. So it brings people around to listening. And the ones who are fans of yours, who believe in your kind of medicine, or maybe they're blended, who knows. But, you know, they look to you, and you look to these other things. You can't possibly do all the research. You can't do the peer reviews. You trust these various
the whole
medical
system
journals.
Falls apart if there's no trust.
Who's to believe in anything? Exactly.
The whole thing falls apart if you can't trust the peer review system. So that is really daunting to those of us who try to help and are only motivated by improving health.
Yep. All right, so then what do we say about this article in the New England Journal of Medicine about patients of the Chinese virus that are asymptomatic. I guess I'm one of those, right?
Well, we don't know if you're infected. These are people who have no symptoms but are also infected. So the article this week in the New England Journal of Medicine about what you're mentioning is that the news is that most asymptomatic carriers of COVID-19 do not later move on to symptomatic COVID-19 patients. And this was discovered by the study of the cruise ship Diamond Princess that demonstrated that among the 96 patients who at first tested positive for coronavirus but showed no symptoms, interestingly, only 11 of those went on to show any symptoms over the course of their infection. So these 11 patients were what we call pre-symptomatic rather than asymptomatic for COVID-19.
All right. So, but from now, we're going to have to change our program because a lot of the stuff that you do is based on the journals of medicine. If we don't believe in the most powerful and the most prestigious
theory, that is a problem. That is what's so distressful to me.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's another story on the China virus, on testing and how it is detected and how quickly it can be detected, right? Am I summarizing that correctly?
I guess what you're talking about is this new test that is going to be coming out. This comes out of Bowman Hospital in Michigan. It's a new test for COVID-19. It's capable of confirming COVID-19 using either urine, blood, or saliva, or a mouth swab sample in 30 to 45 minutes. It's relatively inexpensive. The equipment and the reagents are cheap to run, and it's quick. You don't have to have this swab way up your nose. Imagine just spitting into a cup, and you can get this diagnosed in about 30 to 45 minutes. This should be available in about a month. That's what they're predicting.
All right. And you think it's this is good, right?
Oh, absolutely, because it's cheap, safe, and easy for the patients. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on a little bit from all the China virus conversations and talk about this study of men mostly, right? We're having less sex?
This is men and women.
Really?
And I was curious about your explanation of this. This comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Why are you curious about my explanation?
No, not your personal, not you personally confirming these results. I was more interested in your interpretation. I was more interested in your interpretation of these results.
Well, what I saw was that it was mostly men who were having less sex.
This was a heterosexual study, Doug.
Okay.
So the study compared 2018 and 2000, and this was a study of heterosexual sex. Okay. And the big question is, why has there been a significant drop-off in about 20 years? And we could speculate. I have some ideas, but I thought you might.
Well, I think that there are fewer couples around. People, in my case, I was in a relationship for 7 years that has stopped, and I don't have another person in my life at the moment. And maybe that's kind of I don't know whether I think I was because I enjoyed the tumult of the relationship. That's not what I enjoyed, but I enjoyed this woman more than anybody else I've ever been with in my life. And so I felt like it was sort of, I don't know, there's nothing around really that excites me and nobody around that I've seen. And whether that's typical or not, or whether people are just afraid, or they're too busy on their computers, or it's too easy to find porn, whatever. I mean, there are all kinds of things that can distract people.
You think increasing anxiety and depression in society has a role?
Well, I think it does, but that also, the sex relieves that for most people. And so it's counterintuitive to think that because there is less sex that people are doing because they're frustrated. Because most of the time, a lot of the time, people enjoy the act of sex because it makes them feel better. Not necessarily are they interested in their partner, they're more interested in themselves. We all know that. And so, you know, why are we having less? I think you can go down any number of directions with it. I think that it's going to show up in the birth rate, however, because many of the people who are in their 30s and 40s, 20s, 30s and 40s, who aren't having sex for whatever the reason, therefore will not produce offspring. And so maybe we're becoming a little more, through this methodology, a little more responsible in the population growth, which needs to be zero as far as I'm concerned. We have too many people in the country, too many people on the planet, can't manage them. We need to have fewer people. That's it. And this is a good way.
The unintended
right. Exactly. Right. Yes. All right. Here's something. It's June, and it's National Dairy Month, and it looks like dairy and fatty foods don't have a good rap here with this study in the dermatological JAMA anyway, right?
Exactly. Journal of the American Medical Association, the dermatology edition, as you were mentioning. So are you plagued by acne even though you're way past puberty, Doug? This study of more than 24,000 French adults found that sweet and greasy food, especially milk chocolate, sweetened drinks, unfortunately dairy products, and sugary or fatty foods all raise the odds for zits.
All right, is that because of the oil in them? Is that what, I mean, most zits, if you call it that, acne, comes from oil in the skin, having oily skin.
Most
right?
likely. They didn't go into the mechanism in this study. They just isolated the foods that were most commonly precipitating. But that is a common factor in them, so it seems like.
What about steroids? You see bodybuilders, men and women who are bodybuilders, take a lot of steroids, have a lot of pimples.
Yeah, why well, that? Yeah, that's just not a, I don't recommend that for anybody. That has bad effects.
No, but I mean, why would that contribute to the, you can always tell if somebody's on steroids, we're looking at their face or their arms or whatever, so why, what is there about that stuff?
It just it changes the metabolism throughout the body.
So that creates pimples.
It creates a lot of bad effects, head to toe.
I know a lot of men, well, a lot. I read a story, there was a fellow who lived near me who was a bodybuilder. He died at 46 because he took so much of the stuff. I think it just kind of creates havoc in your system.
It does. Don't do it. It's very dangerous.
In younger ages. Dr. Ken Cronow's here on Good Day Health. This is the time of the season, the time of the year. We're going into summertime. Matter of fact, the longest day of the year is next week in terms of sunshine. So we want to get out and enjoy it. And because of the experience with the Chinese virus, a lot of people put on a lot of weight. Time to shake your booty and shake your body and get rid of the extra fat. And as Ken has said so many times, he doesn't know, he's never seen a patient who was 90 that was fat. So you want to live to be long and have a long, and what is it, was it Leonard Spock that said, live long and prosper? So you can do that if you're on the Calitrin diet, the only natural weight loss formula in the world. It really is it's amazing. They've been around for 23, 24 years, and they couldn't stick around that long. This thing didn't work. So that's proof positive, along with when you go to the website, toploss.com, look at all the success stories that are there. These are people that haven't been paid to tell their story like a lot of the ads on TV. This person is a paid spokesperson. Yeah, okay. How about we hear it from somebody who's really gone through it? And you get dozens and dozens of those, plus an explanation that Ken and other doctors like of the science behind the Calitrin formula, which doesn't have any stimulants in it. It doesn't have any drugs in it. Nothing that'll jack you up. Just a peaceful, easy way for you to sleep and work on changing the metabolism of your body as you do that. Take four of these capsules at night before you go to bed, and let it go to work. But you got to give it, you know, 4, 5, 6 months for it to work. It works, and not only keeps gets the weight off, but keeps it off if you stay on the program. So let's get to it. Find the success you've been looking for in losing weight. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV. You'll save because you don't have to pay for shipping. You'll be able to do their BOGO offer, buy three, get three free, and any number above that also. Buy any number, 4 or 40, and get the same number free. That's the early summer deal from the folks at Calitrin. Website again, toploss.com, code DJV.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With many of us now working from home, it can be challenging to collaborate and communicate. But that's where Microsoft Teams comes in, allowing you and your colleagues a single canvas, a pane of glass to have all your work and communicating in one place. Microsoft's Jason Brahman has more.
For us, it's that one pane of glass. It's not this jarring experience having to jump across multiple tools to accomplish the same things. We all know that time is money and time is productivity. And so the ability to have all of those things within that canvas, as you talked about, gives everybody a more efficient way to be able to accomplish the things that they need to get done. But doing so in a way that's very visible, is very integrated, and certainly accessible across the team so that everybody stays in the know, but also creating tools where every voice and expression can be heard and thus making it a far more inclusive experience.
Teams is available with Office 365.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Let's, on Good Day Health, look at this study that examines why eating before bedtime packs on the pounds. This is right up my alley, because by the time I'm finished with my work at the end of the day, it's after dark, and I haven't eaten, so I try to have something that's lighter, but I'm sure you're going to tell me what you have told me.
I'm going to tell you how to lose some weight then.
All right, good.
Let's go. Comes out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this week. If you have a late dinner and then head to bed, you got to beware because you may gain weight while you sleep. And that's most likely, Doug, because your metabolism slows, boosting blood sugar and other chemicals that contribute to weight gain and to type 2 diabetes. So you may want to just eat the biggest meal in the beginning of the day and get smaller and smaller as the day goes on.
And do you find, I've never seen you have lunch whenever you're in the clinic. Do you actually have lunch? Oh, yeah, because I know you work through when you go into the clinic in the morning until nighttime.
I eat a training diet. You know, I eat a training diet, which is about four or five boluses of protein throughout the day spread out. And so I don't
starve.
But
are you satisfied with that? Do you feel satiated? Do you feel not full, but do you feel good? Because after a good meal, even if you don't fill yourself up, there's a real difference. I know I eat for necessity, not because I like to. I have very little time do I go out and actually enjoy a good meal somewhere or even have one at home. But I do it when I've had enough. I know it. And I might have a bar of chocolate or something. That makes me feel satisfied. And that's kind of what you want, isn't it?
Well, you have to know what works for yourself. And for me, when I have a giant Thanksgiving Day meal,
night.
You know, that's just, you know, you feel good in the moment, but not very long.
Yeah, right.
So I try not to do that. I try to actually have equally divided four or five meals throughout the day, smaller meals, and you know, that's a so-called training diet.
Well, I'm doing that with my dog because my dog's gotten a little heavy, and Warren Eckstein, who's the pet expert on the DJV program and on his own weekend show, says give her food four or five times a day. I wonder if that's not good. That's what you're saying you do.
That's right. Well, you have to spread it. You have to figure out how much protein you need to eat and then divide it up into 25 to 30 gram boluses because that's what it takes to stimulate muscle development.
Got it. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, developing our mental muscle here. Questions for Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day Health.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a very important part of lots of broadcast episodic adventures we have here. Did I say it was Doug Stephan? I think I did. I said, you're Ken, I'm Doug. Here we go. Questions. Most of the questions are, as you can imagine, about the virus, Ken. Can my cats get the coronavirus? I've seen a couple of stories about cats getting testing positive. What is there about cats that would make them susceptible to this?
It seems that transmission of the COVID-19 illness can go from humans to cats. It doesn't go from humans to dogs so far, but in fact, in the news just a day or two ago in New York were a couple of cats that have tested positive from their owners. So it can move from humans to cats, this new bug.
All right, what about toothpaste? This is a question about brushing one's teeth and whether or not if you use toothpaste, I think it probably depends on the type of toothpaste, but I'm going to let you address this. Is there a lot of sugar in toothpaste, and does that spike your blood sugar levels if you're brushing with a toothpaste that's got a lot of sugar in it? I'd like to know.
So are we talking about toothpaste causing COVID-19 or toothpaste causing diabetes?
Toothpaste causing blood sugar problems.
Just don't swallow the toothpaste, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay, that's pretty. How many people do you know? Did you ever? There's an old story about the fluoride in toothpaste. I've ever gotten you to talk on the record about fluoride, something that I'm not a fan of. But there have been studies suggested if a youngster 4 or 5 years old got a hold of a tube of toothpaste and swallowed it all, would kill him because of the fluoride in it. What do you think of that? What
well,
do you
just, know about in, that? Just in general, you don't want to swallow toothpaste. There are actually kid-safe toothpaste, so the kids who do swallow the toothpaste, I mean, all of us who have kids know that that happens, and we used to use for my daughter a kid safety toothpaste, so they loved it, they could swallow it, and it was safe. So that's the way to get around that. Just make sure until the child clearly understands how to use toothpaste, just use the kid safe toothpaste.
Kid safe toothpaste. All right. Next up, I'm looking for questions that aren't necessarily about the virus, not necessarily
impossible.
Easy. I know. Yeah. Immune system. How can you give us a simple explanation as to how the immune system, what should we be eating or what should we be taking for supplements to improve our immune system, or are there drugs that will enhance our immune system? That's a pretty good question.
It's amazingly similar to what we tell you how to keep your heart and circulation healthy. So you want to eat a healthy diet, and my favorite is the Mediterranean diet. You want to get exercise once the doctor tells you it's safe, and with the gyms closed, I know how challenging it is right now. You want to get enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours for all of us, and good quality sleep. You want to get, and boy, this is a hard one, get the mental stress out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then supplements. You want to, you know, talk to your doctor about it, but zinc, vitamin C, these are the ones, especially with the virus, that look pretty good.
All right. Now, following up, I'm just sifting through the questions. Here's another question about supplements and what they do. Is it possible that if you take some of the CBD oil, for example, or other mood and relaxation dietary supplements, that that will make it easier for you to fight off the virus? Can you be, if you're worried, if you're fearful, does that charge up your body and make you more susceptible versus being relaxed and your body behaving normally, are you less susceptible? I think you get the drift.
Let's apply to NIH and get Dr. Fauci to fund a randomized controlled study.
So that's the answer to that. Vitamin D, back in the focus, lots of people are talking about vitamin D because that's been very prevalent as a discussion topic among immunologists and doctors who are not necessarily from traditional medicine, saying you got to have vitamin D in order to fight off the coronavirus. Is that true? Vitamin D, the most important vitamin?
Well, it's an important vitamin, D. Just make sure your level is adequate, and that is part of the process of having a good immune system, one of the many parts.
So what are you taking? What are you taking in a couple of seconds? What do you take for supplements?
I take a multivitamin that has 1,000 units of vitamin D in it. I'm also in Florida, and unless you're living in a cocoon, it's hard to have a low vitamin D level.
Right.
But some people do. It's not 100%. But especially like yourself up north, you need to check.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, another version of Ask Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.